Welcome everyone to Broken But Glorious!
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward!
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by Lance Rivera.
First person to get it right in one go.
Brilliant, thank you. So how are you doing this evening, Lance?
I'm alright. How are you doing, man?
I'm really good. Yeah, a bit knackered.
Knackered?
That's what having a four-year-old does to you.
So. Wow. I wouldn't know.
Well, when you're as old as me, having a four-year-old. Right, so, before we get into a bit of your career, so I just wondering how long you've been a wrestling fan. So.
How long have you been a wrestling fan?
Yeah. Oh. Gives away your age then.
I'm reckoning I remember my earliest memory of wrestling from when I was about three.
Yeah.
Watching, like, maybe even younger, because I remember watching, like, early rock stuff on Sky with my brother.
Yeah.
Like, really early. Like, when SmackDown still had the oval stage.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking really early 2000s. I was born in 99, so I don't know how I remember all this.
That makes me feel. I finished school in 98.
Whoa. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
So who was your favourite wrestler growing up?
Oh, it was The Rock. It was always The Rock. He still is The Rock.
Wow.
I just wish he'd wrestle more.
Yeah, you're the first person says The Rock. It's either Rey Mysterio or Jeff Hardy.
Really?
Yeah.
They were up there for a bit,
yeah.
But it was 100% The Rock.
Wow. Yeah, so what prompted you to don the tights and get in the ring?
Do you know what? I don't know. I grew up watching it,
yeah.
And I always said to my mum, my dad, my sister, my brother, I was like, so what I want to do. It's always what I want to do. And then as I got older and went through high school, I started playing football more.
All right.
So then it kind of fell by the wayside. And then when I got to about 14, I started looking into it.
All right, so.
But I live in the middle of nowhere, so like the middle of nowhere in Cheshire.
Yeah.
So so my closest is Manchester, and then I can go to Liverpool and that, but it's always a bit of a trek. So I ended up finding out about RWA online.
Yeah.
And saying to my mum, oh, it'd be great if we could go here. So I was only 15, so I can't drive or anything. And she was like, oh, it's way too far to go every week. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I get to about 16 and I find out Winterd School, the RWA Winterd School's opening.
Oh, brilliant.
And by the off chance of going into a store and buying a game from Granger Games. I can't even remember what I was buying. I was just in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm such a big wrestling fan. And he went, oh, yeah, my mate Dave's down there at training on Sundays. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. What's going on here, mate? So I get talking to this fella. And, I end up going every Sunday.
Oh, great. So was there
go on.
I was going to say, was there a wrestler you wanted to mould your style around when you started training?
See, I was always like a big... I was got into CM Punk around 2011 when everything shot off for him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I want to be CM Punk, I want to be dead cool, and like Austin, but with more tattoos. I thought it was like dead cool and edgy when I was 16.
Yeah.
But really, I was just high-pitched and had floppy hair.
What do your friends and family think about you wrestling?
They think it's ace. My friends, I've had loads of my friends come and watch. I refuse to let my mum come watch, though, because she's always like, oh, I don't like you watching, you get hurt and all this. And I'm like... And I just couldn't have it there.
No.
I was just... It made me worry. I'd be like, oh, no, my mum's here. My dad came to our first show in Winterd.
Yeah.
And that's the only time my family's ever come.
So take us back to your first match, and what do you remember about it in hindsight?
The first match, it was the Rumble in Runcorn match in 2015. It was in November.
Yeah.
And I remember coming in. My gear hadn't arrived in the post yet. So I had to borrow gear off Disciple.
Oh, he's a big guy, Disciple.
Yeah. So it was a singlet. It was too small for him, and it was too small for me. So I had to tuck the singlets to make them short, and had these bright red kick pads on. I thought, oh yeah, I look mint. I look black. I look awful. I like Kurt Angle with his straps down, but if Kurt Angle was 16 and dining. And I come in, and first person I think I went for was Rampage Ramsey, wow. Gino.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, good start.
Big guy. Did you get a chop?
Yeah, I got thrown out as well. I saw the curtain, I came through it, and then I saw it again on the way back. Oh. No, I didn't last very long.
What about your first singles match?
Well, my first singles match, it was against Riley Jackson in
that's good.
In Runcorn. It went all right for my first ever singles match.
He's a good guy to put you in with, though.
He was, but we started around the same time, so we were just at the same level.
Yeah,
so they're looking at each other. I think it might have been his first singles match as well. We were looking at each other like, oh, wow, here we go. This is the moment where it all changes.
Yeah. So what did you come up first? The Lance River character or your first match?
I came up with the character first. I had the name.
Yeah.
And then the characters kind of evolved as it went on.
So how did you come up with the character?
The character was when I was talking to Matt Fox. Training, yeah. And he just started coming out with all these taglines and everything, and I was like, he said Playboy Prince while I was doing a drilling training, and I just looked at him and I went, that's mint, that,
yeah.
I'm onto that, and away I went. Matt has given me so much support over the years with it and everything, giving me ideas and helping me along.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, without him, it wouldn't be him.
No. I loved interviewing Matt when he came.
Lance Rivera, that bloke who has a weird sounding name.
So how has the character evolved over the years?
Well, I started off like I was dead young and a bit nervous about what I was doing, but I had to purvey this confidence about me to be a real ladies man.
Yeah.
And be like, oh yeah, I'm dead cool and all this. So it's kind of evolved by the way I've just became more confident and kind of just pushed where I'd go with it.
Yeah.
And I've just become a lot louder and shoutier, and I'll go into the crowd and I'll put my arm around someone now and be like, all right, love, how are you doing? But back when you're 16, you're a bit like, hello, you're right. It kind of changed when I had my first singles match with Gina.
Yes.
And he chopped me and I rolled out and some old woman gave me a hug and I was like, oh, here we go now. I've got them. And Gino got this Playboy Princess chant going.
Yeah.
And it all just kind of fell into place at one point, and I just became really obnoxious and like, ah, I'm number one, I'm the man, all the rest of it.
Yeah, as part of my research, I watched your the match you had late last year with Brian and River Ramsey when you deemed you teamed with Disciple.
So
You seem to love to be the heel and interact with the crowd.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
That's the one where I fall off the corner post, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a moment and a half. I was like, oh, no. Oh, I lost my balance up there and I started shaking. Oh. And in my head I went, oh, it's all right. I'll touch the ceiling and stop myself from falling.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. The ceiling's a good, like, another 6 foot away from me. And, the fear, you can see it quite clearly in my eyes as I drop and go, oh, no!
So who do you enjoy working in the ring with the most?
Oh, at the moment, it has to be Rabid Riley.
Yeah.
I always, and Brian. But Rabid and me have had some real scrapes in there. Like, I've hit him with a chair, he's hit me with a chair.
Ooh.
I've dropped him on the apron, he's dropped me on the apron, we've done all sorts.
Ow. Yeah, I need to see him I've only seen him as Frederick in this school gimmick.
When he's when he's rabid, he's well, he's very rabid.
Yeah, and,
it's like it's like two different characters. It's wild.
Yeah, I need to, I need to see him as rabid, and top quality. I need to see Jack Riley as his new gimmick. I've already seen him as the student union. They look great on the videos I've seen them.
Oh yeah, they are. They are good.
This is Brian Aidenson telling you to listen to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So you're part of a team called Frontline?
Yeah, me, Jack Sinclair and Stacey Rose.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about the history of the team and where you met the Jack and Stacey.
Well, we all started as the Fox Pack under Matt.
Yeah.
And that's how I first came into onto shows in the RWA, was that I came in and I was handpicked by Matt.
Yeah.
And I helped him on his pursuit for the heavyweight title. And along the way, we added Kay Lynch in. And me and him became a tag team and won the tag team titles.
Wow.
So, late last year, early last year, sorry, I broke my ankle. And after I broke my ankle, it was revealed that for the past few months, Kay had been wrestling under a mask as the Golden Tiger.
Yeah.
And it was revealed by Jack Sinclair in the middle of a match. He pulled his mask off and lo and behold, my tag team partner's there. I'm stood on crutches and I'm like, oh no. Angry.
That's brilliant.
I was fuming.
Yeah.
And so Jack beats him and I threw my crutches at Kay to then realise I was on crutches. I had to be carried away while spitting and screaming at him.
Wow.
So then after that, we had the Fox Pack Challenge where Kay wrestled each member of the Fox Pack after I came back from my broken ankle.
Yeah.
And he beat me, and then he beat Jack, and then he beat Matt.
Wow.
So after he beat Matt, we're all stood around and we're like, this was your plan, Matt. We've had enough. And between me, Jack and Stacey, we decided to kick Matt out of his own group.
Wow.
And we became what is known now as the Front Line.
That's a brilliant story.
So it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of fun becoming the Front Line.
Yeah. So
I've been given a lot more chance to talk and on shows and everything now.
Yeah, so what have you been some of your favourite feuds and matches as a tag team?
So we're kind of more like, you're like the two-man power trip.
Yeah.
But then we have Stacey as well, so two men in a woman power trip. So we kind of wrestle on our own. I won the NXL title from Rabid Riley. And Jack won the heavyweight title from AJ Johnson.
Yeah.
So then we come together as a tag team and we've got both the singles titles.
Oh, wow.
So we had that. But then after we dropped the titles, I lost mine to Brian. And Jack lost his to Rabid Riley. We had a tag team match against the pair of them after they took the titles off us. And that's definitely got to be my favourite tag match between us. It was just everything you'd want.
Yeah.
Near falls, going at it, absolutely leathering each other with shots. It was emotion, storytelling, the lot.
Yeah, and then this Saturday for RWA, going to have a grudge match, same match again.
Yeah, we're meeting again. This is our second tag match against each other. And it's, well, we're not allowed to challenge for their titles anymore because we've lost our last chances.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
So this is our, we're going to have you, but as a tag team, we're going to, so we've put a bounty on them and we've got Harry McKenney going after Rabid Riley.
Yeah.
And Jordan Jones going after Brian.
Oh, brilliant.
So as we can't challenge for the titles, we're going after them as a tag team whenever we get the opportunity. So this is our big grudge match in Winsford.
Yeah.
To really settle the score before we let the other two have a real go at them.
Yeah, so you and Brian
have been at our cash bounty.
So you and Brian have been feuding for ages. What's the story behind the feud?
Well, he won a number one contenders match against Riley Jackson.
Yeah.
A few months ago, and we've kind of feuded ever since. And then in February at RWA's biggest show at Night of Memories, we had our title match, and he beat me. as we're slapping each other on our knees, coming up to our feet. He hits me with a spinning backhand and gets me up and hits with his go to sleep.
Yeah. Wow.
So then in Winsford, I asked for my rematch of the next show. And I start talking about his girlfriend and everything and make it really personal between the pair of us. And being like, oh yeah, you might not give me your match tonight, but I tell you, your girlfriend will wrestle me. And all this. Wow. So then the next Runcorn show, we have a lumberjack match for the last chance. And he came out on top, and that's where we are now.
Yeah, because we interviewed Brian just before that match.
Yeah, and I was saying that his, all the listeners came from me, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because he finally spoke my name in public.
So will you be also be competing in the King of RWA Rumble?
Yeah, I will be in that. I will put my name into the match. In the last Rumble that we had, I was number one and survived all the way to the end, but to be Riley, who I'd beaten earlier in the night.
Yeah.
So hopefully this Saturday I'll be able to live up to my Iron Man name and continue my great one and hopefully come out instead of the Playboy Prince as the Playboy King.
So do you get anything for winning the Rumble?
Yeah, you become, it's like the King of the Ring, you become the King of RWA.
All right, so that's cool.
We have a crown and scepter and everything. It's currently in Crash's hands from the arcade.
Yeah,
he's got some big crown and he's King Crash trunks now and everything.
Wow.
He's also the tag team champion.
Yeah. When we interviewed him, their dream has become 5-time world champion tag team champions. They're up to 4 now.
Yeah, they are.
Before they leave and try and start and go in different promotions, they won't become 5-time champions.
Oh, like Booker T. I'll never hear the end of it then. I never hear the end of the fact that they beat me K for them.
Yeah.
In our first defence.
Oh.
Oh. I had the foot on the rope and everything. The referee just didn't see it.
No. Oh, that's gutting. Alright, so just a reminder, RWA is this Saturday, then 6th of July.
Yes, it's this Saturday in Winsford.
Yes, it's at the...
On Nixon Drive with the New Images Youth Centre.
Yeah, and ticket information will be in the description below the interview.
Awesome.
So, away from RWA, you'll be appearing at In Out Wrestling. Is it their debut show?
Yeah, it's their first show. I'll be in a triple threat tag team match on the 20th of July.
And that's a free show in North
Wales? Yeah. Yeah, it's in Northwich.
So how did you get involved with In-Out?
They gave me a follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
I messaged them and said I was quite local to them. And they were like, oh yeah, that's Ace. We'd love to have you involved and everything. And that's how we've got where we are.
Well, the show has a great card. It features some of my personal favourites from the British scene. You've got Matt Brooks versus Tel Bannum. And you got David Birch versus Henry T. Goode. And your exciting tag team match. So.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be great.
Yeah, and you've got Rio, you've got Jessica Light. It's a great little card.
You've got the RWA Women's Champion, Harley Hudson.
Oh, yeah. She's in the Women's Tag Team match.
Yeah. And in my match as well, there's a big man, Harry McKenney.
Yeah.
But he's billed as McKenzie on there.
Yeah, I was wondering why that was. So you'll be teaming with James Finn. Have you seen with him before?
I haven't seen with him before, but we have met. And we are very close in character as well. I met him once at the Pro Wrestling For You Rumble last year.
Yeah.
So it's the Prince of Sleaze and the Playboy Prince. So it kind of just fits together perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Goes hand in hand.
Yeah. So this In Out Wrestling is going to be a huge family-friendly show. It's in the Dean Park in Northwich, and it's absolutely free, so make sure you get down there.
There's no reason to not come if it's free.
No.
take the opportunity, man.
So if you could change anything about indie wrestling or how people perceive wrestling in general, then what would you change?
That's a real question. I feel what I'd like is for more people to give outside of the hardcore fan group of indie wrestling,
yeah,
where we're all like, oh, we all love indie wrestling, we all stand by indie wrestling. I'd like more casual fans to just and give it more of a chance than just being like, oh yeah, I like that WWE stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Because when I was in college and everything, and when people found out that I was a wrestler, they'd come up to me like, oh, do you do that WWE stuff? And I'm like, no, it's wrestling. Wrestling was around way before WWE.
Yeah.
As much as we all grow up loving WWE,
yeah, I'll say I'm only recently, probably 2016 was when I first went to my first British show. So
yeah,
I'm loving it ever since.
Yeah, it's great. There's so many characters out there and everything. So much more variety.
Yeah.
Than just looking at one promotion. It's like just having one flavour of ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't live with vanilla for your whole life.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd still be a wrestling fan if I only watched WWE, because it's not that great at the moment.
It's not been too brilliant, has it?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it.
So, what advice would you give somebody who wants to start off in the business?
Or for someone who wanted to start, my biggest advice would be just to go at your own pace, and just to take your time, and understand that you're new to it.
Yeah.
And everything will come with time. You just need to work hard and be there and just get a good understanding of it. And everything will just fall into place. You can just take your time and don't beat yourself up too much.
Yeah, and what's the best advice you've been given by somebody in the business?
It's probably that, because I've always had like Matt and Andy saying to me, just take your time, just chill out. Learn at your own pace, and that's what Andy and Matt have always told me.
That's great advice.
Stay cool and stay frosty.
So, apart from RWA and In Outs, is there anywhere else people see you in the near future?
Well, I was just on a charity show for BWP, so more things may come that way with the Alpha Gen starting up and everything.
Yeah. So that was last Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interviewing the promoter of Britannia Wrestling tomorrow.
Steve Sachs?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And then have a UKW charity show in November as well.
Yeah, cool. Do you know who you're wrestling on that yet?
There's a big Survivor Series style elimination match.
Wow, I like them matches.
Where Disciples on the other team, who I wrestled last year at the same show. This is the follow up show.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant.
So our feuds kind of continue through the year. So that's kind of cool.
Cool. I'll put the ticket information in the description.
Oh, okay,
for all awesome. These shows. So before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Oh yes, yeah, so I'm at Twitter at Lance_Rivera, Instagram's Lance_Rivera, and Facebook's Lance Rivera Playboy Prince.
Cool. So again, all links will be in the description. And I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Oh yeah, any time, man. Just ask. Just slide in my DMs. Just like Lance Rivera sliding all the ladies' DMs, man.